The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Hey folks, I challenge you to think of at least one thing you no longer do that you wish you could. Do you miss like playing golf, maybe long walks with your spouse, sleeping through the night? Are you ready to start living without pain? My colleagues and friends, Hugh Hewitt, Dennis Prager, Mike Gallagher, have been talking about their own successful experience with Relief Factor, and you can add Eric Metaxas to that list. Relief Factor is changing the lives of tens of thousands of Salem radio listeners by reducing and even eliminating daily aches and pains. ReliefFactor.com is full of great success stories, and now I am on board. For just $19.95, Relief Factor is offering a three-week quick start that could help you live your life with little to no pain. Go to ReliefFactor.com to see testimonials from folks all over the country. I love reading them. Over 70% of those that try Relief Factor continue as a customer. Feel the relief and get back your independence and freedom from the aches and pains of everyday life. Go to ReliefFactor.com. Read the testimonies. I tell all my relatives to take it. ReliefFactor.com.
Welcome to the Eric Metaxas Show.
But first, two very important questions. Have you ever tried to stack marbles while wearing boxing gloves? Also, did you know that marigolds and geraniums hate each other?
Absolutely.
And now your host, Eric Metaxas.
I think Todd is plum loco.
Loco.
Marigolds and geraniums hate each other.
Your Spanish is excellent.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Okay, another amazing episode of the Eric Metaxas Show. Folks, I don't know how we do it. And by we, I mean Albin, the producer. Albin,
thank you.
You get some guests that, for example,
I'm out there every day with a couple dollars in my hands. Who wants to be on the Eric Metaxas show?
Know,
come on,
this
one over here.
There's always some sucker. It's interesting. No, but seriously, in hour two today, we're going to hear the life story of Stephen Curtis Chapman.
Oh, yeah.
One of the greatest musicians in the gospel world. A lot of people know Stephen Curtis Chapman. He is just a beautiful human being.
He is, really.
And he has
seriously
a fascinating life story.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely fascinating life story. He's experienced real tragedy. If you know him, you know the story. It's incredible. But that's in hour two today. In hour one today, we have Joseph Pierce. Now, if you know who this is, you're already impressed. If you don't, hang on to your hat. I'm going to be talking to him. He wrote a book about G.K. Chesterton. Chesterton, everybody should know Chesterton. So you just stick around. In a couple of minutes, we'll be talking to Joseph Pierce. He's it, folks. Trust me. And Chesterton, there is nobody like Chesterton, except, fortunately, Chesterton himself.
Yes.
So, but that's in a couple of seconds. I've got to tell everybody, today is Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That means that tonight,
mm-hmm,
Thursday night.
Yep, that's it.
On TBN, you have to find TBN on your TV guide dial or whatever. TBN, Matt and Lori Crouch are interviewing me tonight for the full hour on their Praise program. It's the flagship program of TBN. For the full hour, they're talking to me, introducing me to the TBN audience, because tomorrow night, I can't believe it, the radio show is debuting. We've been talking about it for like a year.
Yeah, literally.
That they're building the studio.
Yeah.
They finally built the studio.
We
finally moved into the studio.
We did.
And we've been kind of working out the kinks, mostly trying to figure out how to do this. And it happens, mm-hmm, tomorrow. Now, you got to watch Matt and Lori's interview with me tonight, because it's a long, fun, crazy interview. Way better than my radio
Whoa.
Show tomorrow night. Yeah, yeah. If you have to skip one, skip me tomorrow night and watch them interviewing me tonight, because it's later. It's, you know, it's like 9 o'clock or 8 o'clock, whatever it is tonight. And it is nuts. It is fantastic. That's tonight on TBN.
I was standing here in the studio when they were interviewing you. I was openly weeping. You might even hear me in the background.
I heard you sobbing.
Tears of joy.
And I said,
tears of joy.
Baby, what's wrong? What's wrong? And you couldn't even get the words out.
I love you so much.
You loved the interview and Matt and Lori and me. It was so, you know what? It was really, really disturbing to see a man of your age break down like that. And yet, beautiful in its own odd, quirky way.
Yeah.
And so folks, if you want to see what Albin saw,
yes.
Doesn't that sound like a kid's book?
Yeah.
You want to see what Albin saw?
What Albin saw.
Albin saw a great program right before his eyes. And if you tune in TBN tonight, that's tonight, Thursday. Now, if you're listening to this after, you know, we'll try to get it online, post it online. But you want to watch it on TV tonight, okay? Because I don't know if we can post it online for like a month. So that's tonight. And then tomorrow night, 6 p.m. TBN, we are premiering the Eric Metaxas Show. You just want to watch it for the animation.
Mm-hmm.
And people, if anybody sees the New York celebrities in the opening animation, and you can identify all seven, and you email us and you get all seven correct, we will mail you a signed copy of the My Miracles book. For free. Do you understand me, folks? Free.
Free.
We pay, you don't. That's called free. And that's only for three people, okay? There are three of those. But speaking of giving junk away. Before we go to Joseph Pierce, I have to mention this.
Yes, you do.
We're doing a campaign with Angel Tree.
Fundraiser.
To send kids to camp for the summer. Now, these are the kids of prisoners. Mom or dad is in prison. The kids didn't do anything to lose their mom or dad, but they're paying a price. And Angel Tree exists. It's a part of Prison Fellowship to help these kids, to show them something else, to let them hear the gospel, to let them breathe fresh air and have fun and hear about how much God loves them. And go fishing and swimming and
canoeing
mm-hmm. and doing archery and having, what was the kid saying? BB gun lessons or some crazy thing.
One kid was saying he was petting a chicken.
One kid was petting it. Like all the kooky stuff you do at camp, they get to do at Angel Tree Camp, but they need you folks, that's us, to help. And I just want to tell you, okay, if you don't like big government, here's the problem. If we, the people, don't do this kind of stuff, then it does fall to the government to do everything. And I guarantee you, the things that they're going to do to help kids like this are not anything to compare with this. It's up to us, folks, the private sector, that's you and me, to help those who can't help themselves. These kids need our help. Angel Tree Camp is a great way to do it. So you go to MetaxasTalk.com. I'll give the phone number. But we really, we're behind. We need to raise a lot more money before we close this campaign down. And the great news is we get to participate in investing in young lives. And I'm going to tell you what they're going to hear in this week at camp. Mm-hmm. They're not going to hear this many other places. They're certainly not going to get to do all the fun stuff that they do just to see something different. So the phone number, if you have your pens and pencils ready, or if you'd like to type it, we will permit that.
Sure.
But please type legibly.
Mm-hmm.
The number is 888-206-2793. That's 888-206-2793. Again, 888-206-2793.
And please, keep in mind.
2793.
Keep in mind, $200. That's all it takes, $200 to send a child to camp for one entire week.
That's right.
And any portion of that, of course, is just incredible, even if you could pay for one day, so to speak.
And I always want to encourage, there are people out there who have some degree of wealth. If you can give $500 or if you can scrape that together with your friends or whatever, anytime we get a gift for $500, you get to visit the studio. Anytime you come to New York, trust me, that is fun. Anybody who can give $10,000, we get to have dinner together and get to know each other. That is always fun for me because I just love meeting people who care about these kinds of things. But you have to go to MetaxasTalk.com. Now, let me say this as well. If you go to MetaxasTalk.com and click on the Angel Tree banner, there is stuff there forget about donating. There are videos there and some things there that I think that they've done an amazing job. So I would say just go to MetaxasTalk.com and watch. There's a couple of videos. They're amazing. Yeah. They're very short, but they are so amazing. MetaxasTalk.com. If you didn't get the number the first time, I'll say it again. It's 888-206-2793. 888-206-2793. We're very grateful to you. As you know, periodically we ask you to help us out, but we don't do that in vain, folks. We've vetted these organizations. It doesn't really get better than the handful of folks that we deal with. At the top of the list, Angel Tree. Angel Tree Camp is a truly great idea. I hope you can sponsor that. So anyway, when we come back, Joseph Pierce is going to be talking with us about G.K. Chesterton, one of the greatest writers and Christian cultural figures of the 20th century, and just a genius. And I cannot wait to talk to Joseph Pierce, who's himself a genius.
Hour two,
Stephen Curtis Chapman.
Yeah,
in hour two, you want to hear his story. And, of course, his music is legendary, but that's in hour two. And then to finally remind you, go to MetaxasTalk.com, click on the Angel Tree Camp banner, and don't forget, if today is Thursday, and it is, tonight on TBN, a full hour with Eric Metaxas being interviewed by Matt and Lori Crouch. A ton of fun. Find it, watch it, tell your friends, please. Thank you.
Are you overwhelmed, unable to think clearly or sleep well at night, or just trudging through each day but not really enjoying your life? I'm a counselor with Faithful Counseling, and that feeling of distress can sometimes be because you're wrestling with a problem that seems too big or too impossible to overcome. Other times, people are consumed by a past hurt. I'm part of a network of Christian counselors, fellow believers, trusted therapists who share your faith. We want to give you a free week so you can try us out. You can begin a conversation with one of us by text or phone, even video conferencing today. Are you ready to shake this off and begin enjoying your life? If it's not for you, cancel during your first week and you'll not pay a dime. Go to TryFaithfulCounseling.com. It's time to talk to someone who can help. Go now to TryFaithfulCounseling.com. It's so easy to get started, and your first week is free. Go now to TryFaithfulCounseling.com.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help. Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite. Pick up two bottles of LicoChops, get the third bottle free. New improved LicoChops with omega-6, omega-3, vitamin E, and now 6 extra direct-fed microbials. Even better for the digestive tract and immune system. And dogs love it. Try LicoChops. Buy two, get one free. This is Henry Lukasevic for Dynavite.
DINOVITE.com.
Everyone's talking about Better Together, the exciting new talk show by women and for women airing daily on TBN Television Network. Join host Lori Crouch and some awesome women of faith in action. Better Together is a fast-moving 30 minutes of honest, engaging conversation about all sorts of issues. No topic is off limits. That's what Better Together is all about, living, loving, and growing in God's grace together as friends and family. Join in weekdays at 1:30 p.m. Eastern, 10:30 a.m. Pacific for Better Together, exclusively on TBN.
If credit card debt has you down, nonprofit Trinity Debt Management can help. Trinity will consolidate your accounts into one easy-to-manage monthly payment, put a stop to late fees, and drastically reduce your interest. You'll pay thousands less than you originally owed. It's not a loan. It's a way to become debt-free and possibly improve your credit score. So call Trinity and talk to a certified counselor. They'll explain their proven program to you with no pressure, just practical solutions and hope for tomorrow. Are you ready to pay off your credit cards in less time for less money? Then call for a free, no-obligation debt analysis and become debt-free for keeps. If your debt has you down, we should talk. Gather up your bills and call this toll-free number for a free, no-obligation debt analysis. Call 1-800-990-6976. That's 1-800-990-6976. 1-800-990-6976.
I'm pretty handy around the house, but now that I have kids, I don't want to spend my Saturday installing a toilet or fixing an air conditioner. But thankfully, there's HomeAdvisor. HomeAdvisor helps me find the best home pros in my area to handle any kind of project. You can read reviews of the pros, check their availability, and even book appointments online. And what my wife loves most is that HomeAdvisor is completely free to use.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app to get started. HomeAdvisor.
Important bulletin regarding the secret tech stock that everyone is suddenly talking about. The tech stock is set to create 50,000 new jobs right here in America. Donald Trump himself called what they're doing the eighth wonder of the world. And the company is collecting billions from the tech giants, including over $30 billion just from Apple, Nokia, and Microsoft. Yet here's the most intriguing part. This $3 stock trades under a secret name. Just go to OneStockRetirementNow.com to get the whole story.
Your skin so brown, and I want to sleep with you in the desert tonight with a billion stars.
Hey, folks. It's the Eric Metaxas Show. It's the show about everything, and everything includes, in case you're wondering, G.K. Chesterton. I know there are people listening to this program who know all about G.K. Chesterton, but I am thrilled to know that there are many people listening right now who have no idea who G.K. Chesterton is. I love G.K. Chesterton, and I have on somebody that I think of as a G.K. Chesterton expert because he has written a book on G.K. Chesterton. Joseph Pierce, welcome back to the program.
Oh, it's good to be back, Eric.
You you have all these gorgeous books published by Ignatius. Anybody who's a fan of yours knows your books are all published by Ignatius, and Ignatius publishes the best-looking books ever. Your book on Chesterton is a big book. It's called Wisdom and Innocence, A Life of G.K. Chesterton. So to someone who knows nothing of Chesterton, and let's assume I don't, I'll say to you, okay, Joseph Pierce, you've written about all these other people. Who is G.K. Chesterton?
Well, in a nutshell version,
yeah,
shall we say,
yeah,
that Chesterton was a writer who was active in the first third of the 20th century. So he was first published in 1900 and died in 1936. He was a man of letters, by which I mean he didn't restrict himself to one genre. So he wrote novels, poetry. He's very well known as an essayist. He created the priest detective Father Brown and wrote lots of detective stories. He wrote also literary biographies and works of Christian apologetics.
Okay, now see, this is why
the Saints.
This
so,
is
you name it, and he probably dabbled in it.
But see, this is what it's one of the reasons I love Chesterton, I guess, is because he reminds me of what I would like to do or what I would aspire to do. There are very few writers like G.K. Chesterton or C.S. Lewis that are all over the map. And so they make me feel better about myself because I am myself all over the map. I never met a genre I didn't like. And when you try to describe C.S. Lewis to somebody, people say, well, he's a Christian apologist. And you think, Christian apologist? He wrote seven of the greatest children's books ever, the Narnia Chronicles. Now, if anybody had only done that, that's all you would ever talk about. They're some of the greatest books ever written. But Lewis did that, and he did apologetics, and he did essays, and on and on and on. Chesterton is just like that. And of course, Chesterton is somebody that Lewis looked up to and in some ways mirrored himself after, I guess. We didn't say, or maybe you did say, that Chesterton was a profound Christian. That was at the center of his whole life, and he wrote about that. I don't remember what you said on that, but so to as far as that goes, he reminds me of Lewis as well. I think he's most famous for being joyful, that he had everything that he wrote had this kind of joy to it, this wit, this elan that you don't see in a lot of writers. And he has that in spades throughout the various genres. But he is hard to sum up, isn't he, as you just tried?
Yeah, I mean, as I said, he wrote in all sorts of areas. I mean, one way of summing him up, actually, is the way you just did it, by mentioning him in the same breath as C.S. Lewis, because I do think that the two men do have much in common. They're both converts to Christianity. They both wrote across many sorts of genre, and they were both very, very influential in bringing countless others to Christianity. So, you know, they have a great deal in common. Lewis was very influenced by Chesterton on his own path to conversion. So, I think, you know, that Lewis started writing about the time that Chesterton died, and so basically you put the two together, you've got, you know, two-thirds of the 20th century covered, and I think that it's quite right that they should be seen side by side because they are very much kindred spirits.
Well, there's no doubt about it, and I think that, you know, I haven't read a lot of Chesterton. My favorite of his books is Orthodoxy, which is simply spectacular. I need to reread it soon. Let me ask you, what is it that led you to write a whole book on the life of Chesterton?
Well, in my own conversion story, Race with the Devil, there's a chapter called Surprised by Chesterton, which again is obviously playing upon Lewis's Surprised by Joy, so the connection is there again. But under Grace, Chesterton was the single most important influence upon my own conversion. And so I owe a great debt to him. And I read just about everything I could get my hands on, not just by him, but about him. And I was convinced that none of the biographies of Chesterton had actually encapsulated the fullness of the man. So I gave myself the challenge, rather than just complaining about that, to try to actually do justice to Chesterton. And my book, my biography, was an endeavor to do that.
Well, it's interesting because there are people whose lives encompass so much that it's very difficult to talk about them, much less write a book that sums them up. But obviously you set the task before yourself. But Chesterton in many ways has fallen out of favor just because he was writing in the first three decades of the 20th century. So there are a lot of people that don't know him. And that's why I wanted to introduce those people to him through you. I think Orthodoxy is one of his smallest books, I'm guessing. And how would you describe that book, rather than let me try?
Well, I think Orthodoxy, again, I mean, we keep making parallels to C.S. Lewis, but Orthodoxy is to Chesterton, I think, what Mere Christianity is to C.S. Lewis. It's the one book of Chesterton's which really encapsulates his Christian philosophy of life. It was a hugely influential book, as indeed was Lewis's Mere Christianity. And Orthodoxy actually was a very big influence on both C.S. Lewis and J.R.R. Tolkien, especially the chapter in Orthodoxy called The Ethics of Elfland, which really influenced Tolkien's and Lewis's understanding of story. And, of course, bearing in mind we have The Hobbit, Lord of the Rings, and The Chronicles of Narnia, you know, if we can thank Chesterton, at least even in some part, for those great works, then we should all be wanting to know more about Chesterton.
The Ethics of Elfland, one of the greatest chapters ever written anywhere. It is something that has influenced me tremendously, and of course, as a devotee of Lewis's, you could guess that. But maybe one way to sum up Chesterton, and you have to help me here, but he seems not only to have been someone who appreciates logic and you know, doctrine and theology, let's say, but was able to express his Christian faith in story. And, you know, when he writes about Elfland, I mean, again, because of the fact that we are, you know, in the early part of the 21st century, we don't even know what that means, you know, because when you go way back to the world of Lewis, when they would talk about elves or they would talk about fairy, they knew what they meant by that. So talk a little bit when Chesterton, in his great book Orthodoxy, which I recommend to anybody listening to this show, but when he talks about the ethics of Elfland, to what is he referring?
Yeah, basically he's referring to the fact that in those primal fairy stories, which, you know, the parents always used to tell to their children, we have, if you like, a template of good orthodox morality with an underpinning of good orthodox theology. He says in that chapter that it's not the earth that judges Elfland, it's Elfland that judges the earth. In other words, that we actually see in the vision of reality we see in fairy stories an ideal of perfection, of what is genuinely good and what is genuinely evil. And that allows us to make sense of, should we say, the relativized way in which we tend to see it in the so-called real world. So, you know, we see, if you like, what Tolkien would call splintered fragments of the true light of the gospel reflected in these stories, which is why it's so important that children, do know about these stories.
Well, when you say these stories, again, those have fallen out of favor. I mean, you know, even as a kid, I would read Hans Christian Andersen or Grimm's Fairy Tales. But I'm assuming that kids today are probably not reading them, or Andrew Lang's various volumes of those kinds of stories. That was the background of a lot of people's lives, different fairy tales. That has really gone out of the culture, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, to a large part. I mean, I think certainly there's a danger in modern technology, in modern culture, for us to allow our children to basically be distracted by technology from too early an age, and not actually be open to the primal things that connect them with the real world, because virtual reality is not real reality. And if our children don't know the difference between the two, then they're living in a very dangerous sort of fantasy world, which is the fantasy world you get through technology. So I do think it's very important that we raise our children to first of all be in touch with — I'm looking out the window at the moment at beautiful trees, for instance. Our children need to engage with God's creation and with the sub-creation that comes from great works of literature and art.
We're gonna be right back, folks. I'm talking to Joseph Pearce. It's P-E-A-R-C-E, Joseph Pearce. I recommend all his books. We're talking about his book on Chesterton. We'll be right back.
I think I can make it now. The pain is gone.
With SRN News, I'm John Scott. President Trump is minutes away from speaking from the Rose Garden, rolling out a new immigration plan. The latest effort will focus on border security and rethinking the current green card system. A strict abortion measure will return to the Missouri House for another vote ahead of a Friday deadline to pass bills. Governor Mike Parson will sign the abortion bill into law. Saudi Arabia has blamed Tehran for a drone attack by Yemen's rebels on a key oil pipeline, while a newspaper close to the Saudi palace is calling for the U.S. to carry out surgical strikes on Iran. The company that makes OxyContin, Purdue Pharma, says it will defend itself against lawsuits trying to hold it responsible for a national opioid crisis, as five states have announced new legal actions against the company. On Wall Street, the Dow ahead 275 points. This is SRN News.
Are you a stock or options trader looking for real trading strategies that you can use immediately? Hi, my name is Scott Bauer, CEO of Prosper Trading Academy, and I'm on a mission to become the number one options coach in America. I'm a former vice president at Goldman Sachs. I have over 25 years of options trading experience, and right now, I'm giving away my most famous options guide with over 20 unique options strategies that I use every day. For free. You can't buy this guide anywhere. To claim your free options trading guide, simply call 855-892-2307 now and mention my name, Scott Bauer, and we will rush you the guide. Call 855-892-2307 and someone from my options team will help you get this guide in your inbox as quickly as possible. Call 855-892-2307 now and start learning to trade the right way. Call 855-892-2307. Prosper with options.
Stocks and options trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
G'day, I'm Scott from Plug-in Pest Free. I want to personally thank all my Plug-in Pest Free customers who have taken the time out to call, write, and who have left messages to thank me for ridding their homes and businesses of unwanted rodent and pest problems. So from me to you, I thank you. Plug-in Pest Free is the only scientifically tested and, more importantly, consumer-proven electromagnetic pest management system since 1995. Why put up with those annoying rodents and pests any longer? Plug-in Pest Free is 100% chemical-free, making it your safest bet to manage your rodent and pest problems around your family and pets. With a 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose. So order yours today at gopestfree.com. Use promo code RADIO20 for 20% off and free shipping. That's gopestfree.com, promo code RADIO20. Don't spray and regret. Plug in and forget. Gopestfree.com today.
folks. I can't let the music play. I've got Joseph Pierce on the phone. And I love the music, but I like talking to Joseph Pierce even more. Joseph Pierce, your book on Chesterton is in front of me. It's called Wisdom and Innocence. Chesterton is such a huge figure on every level. But I have to say, I have never heard how it was that he came to faith. The idea that he helped lead Tolkien and C.S. Lewis to faith in what he wrote, we ought to be asking the question, how did he come to faith? So since you've written a biography on him, what's that story?
Yeah, actually, you know, it's rather intriguing because when he was a young man at art school, he fell under the influence of the decadent movement, and he also fell under the influence of the sort of nihilistic, pessimistic philosophy of the likes of Schopenhauer. And he actually came very close to despair. And then he sort of discovered or stumbled upon a philosophy of gratitude. He said, basically, the very fact that I exist, the very fact that I can see beauty was enough. And from that, from those seeds of gratitude, which, of course, rooted in the most important of all the virtues, ultimately humility, because humility is the antithesis of pride, which is, of course, the sin of the devil and of Adam and Eve, that from that humility, he had this philosophy of gratitude. And from that, basically, he came to see Christianity. And he was never raised really as a Christian, but came to understand that Christianity was the fulfillment of this philosophy of gratitude, which he sort of came to, stumbled upon himself as a reaction and as a rejection of the nihilism and pessimism of Schopenhauer and co.
And where was he when he bumps into Schopenhauer and that kind of thing? Was he at college or at university?
Yeah, he was at the Slade School of Art, which is part of the University of London, and he would have been in his early 20s, and the ideas of Schopenhauer were very much in the ascendant in the art world at that time in the early 1890s. So he went through a very gloomy period, you know, even possibly near suicidal, but recoiled in horror from that towards something much more beautiful.
And at what age would you guess he became a Christian?
Well, probably around the time that he actually met his wife, who was a practicing Anglican, he came back. That was about 1900, when he was in his late 20s. And he was first published as basically journalism in 1900. So he was already a believing Christian, but a somewhat unformed one in the early days of his writing.
Well, as I say, his book Orthodoxy is just a gem. It's short. It's brilliant. I know for a fact that William F. Buckley would read it out loud to his son, Christopher, I think once a year when they would go sailing together. And it breaks my father's heart to think that his son, Christopher Buckley, did not follow in his footsteps with regard to the faith, even though he took the pains to read this masterpiece aloud to him. But it is just a great book. Another one of his greatest books is The Everlasting Man, which I also, when I read it, I simply couldn't believe it. I thought, this is just outrageous. It's one of his later books, isn't it?
Yeah, it was written in the mid-1920s. Again, a book that was very influential upon the conversion of C.S. Lewis. When Lewis first read it, he said that, "I saw the Christian outline of history laid out before me for the first time in a way that made sense." So it was very important milestone on Lewis's approach to Christianity, and it was actually a response to the sort of the progressive view of history that the past is primitive and the future is enlightened. It was really Chesterton's response to the likes of H.G. Wells and H.G. Wells' outline of history, which is very what C.S. Lewis would call based on chronological snobbery, a looking down upon the past. Well, So Chesterton basically, in The Everlasting Man, put Christ at the center of history and basically said that everything in history points towards the incarnation, which is the center of history.
Well, we have to sort of warn people who are listening, too, that Chesterton is not necessarily easy to read. I mean, he was a very poetic writer. And Everlasting Man, I'm guessing, would be very challenging for some people because he has an oblique way of approaching things.
Yeah, I think that one of the principal differences between Lewis and Chesterton is that Lewis has an ability to convey profound points with succinctness and simplicity, which is his great strength, or one of his many great strengths. But Chesterton likes to perambulate. He likes to actually just walk and wander off on tangents. And the only way we can really enjoy Chesterton is to be happy to go for the walk. You know, if we're sitting there impatiently waiting for him to get to the point, we'll become frustrated. But if you realize, if you're walking in the presence of genius, just take the walk with him. If he goes off on a tangent somewhere else, enjoy the tangent. He will bring you back to where you're meant to be.
Well, again, that the books that I've read by him, they're sort of unbelievable. I remember reading The Man Who Was Thursday, and at the end of it, almost having a kind of mystical experience reading the last chapter or two. Chesterton has a poetic power, an imaginative power that I would say Lewis also has, but it's very rare, very rare to have that ability to think clearly and logically, but then to communicate on this poetic level.
Yeah, well, I mean, again, you've touched another parallel between Lewis and Chesterton, and that both of them could convey profound religious truth in fiction. And again, The Man Who Was Thursday is arguably Chesterton's finest novel. It was also greatly loved by Lewis, who compared it favorably as regards an understanding of the mystery of suffering, which is what the novel's about, comparing it favorably to Franz Kafka's books, Metamorphosis, saying that Chesterton's...
Hang on, let's come right back to that. Didn't realize we're at a break. Stick around, folks.
Led the whole world.
Hey, Alvin.
Yes, Jim.
I want to talk to you about ReliefFactor.com. Okay. I take it every day, okay? It's all natural, four different ingredients. They have different pathways to pain. If you take it for 3 weeks, you'll know if it works for you. And 80% of the people who try it continue to order it. Guess what? It works. For example, here's Janice. Let's see what she has to say.
I was skeptical at first, but because of the pain that I was having when I would substitute teach and have to climb stairs, so I have lower back, hip, and even knee pain. And after about 3 weeks, I found that I could climb stairs pain-free. But it wasn't only pain-free. I could do it step over step without holding on the railing. I'm really happy. It makes me feel like I'm young again.
Everybody knows that substitute teaching will give you a huge pain in the tuchus.
Ouch.
And if you want to get rid of that pain, you take ReliefFactor.com. I'm telling you, I do take it. Folks, go to ReliefFactor.com. The Quick Start Pack is $19.95. Please check it out. Try it. It works.
In his new book, Rise of the Servant Kings, former LAPD officer and Promise Keepers chairman Ken Harrison shares that real men are designed to be proactive, courageous, and humble, not passive, fearful, or arrogant. This book equips men to confidently step into their marriages, families, work, and friendships with newfound strength as they embrace God's true plan for their lives. Rise of the Servant Kings, available wherever books are sold and at riseoftheservantkings.com.
Hi, Hugh Hewitt here for PatriotMobile.com. I need you to go and switch today to PatriotMobile.com/Hugh. Let me tell you why. Big Mobile is supporting the left. You know I'm talking about AT&T, Verizon. They cut big checks to the big left, and they do it every year, year in and year out, decade after decade, but not Patriot Mobile. Patriot Mobile is the country's only conservative cell phone company. A portion of every one of your bills goes to support conservative causes, the Second Amendment, pro-life causes, conservative activism at the Heritage Foundation. They also have unlimited talk and text plans starting as low as $25 a month, so don't wait. At Patriot Mobile, a young company, more than $2 million has already been used to support your constitutional rights. Imagine what we can do with you on our side when you switch to Patriot Mobile. Join me to stop the left and switch to Patriot Mobile today. We need you now more than ever. Visit PatriotMobile.com/Hugh. That's PatriotMobile.com/Hugh.
Attention timeshare owners. Getting out of your timeshare is probably at the top of your to-do list. Hi, I'm Karen, owner of Lone Star Transfer. With rising costs, you probably wish you had a way to get out of that burdensome and expensive timeshare. Thankfully, we can help. Our process is done legally, ethically, and quickly. Give us a call for a no-obligation consultation at 844-284-4863. That's 844-284-4863. Or visit us online at LoneStarTransfer.com.
Okay, Facebook and Google. Do you think they value your privacy? Of course not. It's the opposite. Big tech companies make a lot of money from your personal information. Gmail by Google, along with Yahoo, AOL, and other free email providers, have a history of scanning mailboxes and delivering targeted ads within those accounts. It's an old saying, and it's still true. There's no such thing as a free lunch. Somebody has to pay, and you are paying with your personal private information. Now, Ronald Reagan would not stand for this. He believed your freedom and your privacy were individual rights that came from God and were protected by our Constitution's Bill of Rights. Take back your God-given right to privacy now. Get a Reagan email address at ReaganPrivacy.com. Unlike other email providers, they don't scan or record your emails. They leave you alone. A Reagan email address costs as little as $33 a year. That's only 9 cents a day. Plus, get two free bonus months when you sign up now. Get your Reagan email address today at ReaganPrivacy.com. That's ReaganPrivacy.com.
Hey there, folks. That's Donnie and Marie, not to be confused with G.K. Chesterton, the subject of my conversation right now with Joseph Pierce. Joseph, I just cut you off in the middle of making a point about Chesterton, and I don't know if you can remember it after all this time.
Yeah, basically, you know, you mentioned Chester as the man who was Thursday, and I mentioned that it was a novel which went deeply into the profound mystery of suffering, and that Lewis believed it was a work which was underrated, and that had much more to teach us about the mystery of suffering than, say, for instance, Franz Kafka's Metamorphosis, which is on the same theme but from a cynical perspective.
I don't know how anybody could think that Kafka's Metamorphosis could have anything to say on suffering.
or anything worthwhile, absolutely, yeah.
Well, yeah, but that's amazing. Well, look, let's cut to the chase. Chesterton was a genius, a genius on many levels. His ability, as we were saying earlier, to speak poetically, some of what he writes is just very beautiful. It's very moving. And sometimes it can almost be cloying because he has such a gift for aphorisms. He seems to speak in these kind of aphorisms at times in some of his writing.
Yeah, I think basically a very large part of his influence upon my own conversion was his use of paradox. And you know, a paradox is an apparent contradiction that points to a deeper truth. And that really forced me to sort of do somersaults and shook me out of my box and the little sort of confined box by which I was seeing the cosmos. Chesterton shook me up through this use of paradox. And I know that what's true of me was true of many other people. I think it was Ronald Knox that said Chesterton's paradoxes became the platitudes of our thought, and that was certainly true of me.
Well, I mean, when you say paradox, so he expresses things aphoristically, like, you know, he says, well, you'll remember them better than I do, but the one about where he says the problem isn't that Christianity has been tried, and you say it because I'm going to get it wrong.
Yes, the problem is not that that Christianity has been tried and found wanting. It's been wanted and not tried.
I mean, he has those just seem to pop off of him. He writes and seems to think in a way like that, so that some of his books or his essays are, you know, it's like reading Emerson or something. Like every sentence can stand alone and it can become a little fatiguing sometimes.
Yeah, I mean, I that's why I think that unlike with Lewis, that you can sort of read Lewis at speed because Lewis is clear and succinct. With Chesterton, you have to be prepared to take your time. And I think that in itself is good. We live in a world where we're all moving too fast, too much. And to have an excuse to slow down in the, you know, with a great mind and a great heart, which is such as Chesterton's, is a good way of actually getting ourselves deeper into, further up and further in, as Lewis would say.
Well, it's interesting you say with a good mind and a good heart, because that to me is the key. That's what differentiates Chesterton from many great writers, is his heart is is obvious. When you read him, you can feel the man. It's almost like he was a large man. I don't know precisely how big he was, how fat he was, but every picture you see of him, he has this jolly, huge presence. And it's as if in his person, he's an embodiment of his writing, and his writing is an embodiment of the person. You see this heart, this great-hearted man in the writing. I would say that that's rarer than finding a great writer, is to find a good writer with a good heart.
Absolutely. And the one thing about Chesterton, as you rightly perceive there, is that when you read him, you feel as if you're actually in his personal presence, that his personality seems to leap from the page. And you're not just reading something, you're in the presence of someone. And I think that's one of the great gifts he has.
Well, I think you're right. And it has to do, again, with how he expresses himself. Everyone who writes a little differently. But there is something about him. I've always picked up the joy, the glint, the wit. It's there in almost everything that I've read by him. If somebody were to start reading Chesterton, other than your biography, which we're assuming they would read first, called Wisdom and Innocence by Joseph Pearce, P-E-A-R-C-E, what might you recommend first? Would it be Orthodoxy? What do you think?
Yeah, I mean, Orthodoxy is probably a very good place to start, or possibly his book on St. Francis of Assisi, largely because those books are somewhat more accessible than, for instance...
What's the second one? I'm sorry?
The Everlasting Man, which you mentioned, which is a little bit tougher.
What's the second one?
That's like diving in the deep end. But Orthodoxy, or perhaps his book on St. Francis of Assisi, would be good places to start.
Oh, St. Francis, you've got this lovely accent. I actually didn't understand what you said. His lovely book on St. Francis of Assisi. In America, it's pronounced Francis, St. Francis of Assisi.
Well, you do the English accent very well, Eric. I'm impressed.
I'm impressed. See, it's the English accent. You know, we all wish that we had it, those of us who don't. But I've never felt so self-conscious as when I hear you say Francis and then I say St. Francis. Ugh, St. Francis. But he wrote a small book, to get back to this, about a biography of St. Francis of Assisi. Did he write on about Joan of Arc? I'm certain that I'm not making that up.
No, Hilaire Belloc did, and obviously Mark Twain did, but Chesterton didn't. He certainly didn't write a book on Joan of Arc. I mean, I'm sure that he mentioned her in various places. But
okay,
he wrote a book. The other saint that he wrote a book on was St. Thomas Aquinas, which is also I would also recommend.
Wow. My audience is going to become Catholic in 10 minutes. That's just fantastic. I love it. Hilaire Belloc, I know almost nothing about him except for the fact that I often somehow confuse him with Chesterton. There seems to me some parallel between them. When we come back from the break, I want to ask you a little bit about that. I know they were contemporaries of some kind. Folks, I'm talking to Joseph Pearce. It's P-E-A-R-C-E. I recommend his books, all of his books, tremendous books. We're talking today about his book on G.K. Chesterton called Wisdom and Innocence. Stick around.
Guess what? Right now is the perfect time to tackle those home projects you've been putting off. So come summertime, you can just sit back and relax. Home Advisor can help get you started. Home Advisor matches you to the right pro for the job in seconds. You can read reviews and even book appointments online. Home Advisor can help with any home project, big or small, painting, plumbing, even remodeling. Find a great pro now before the busy season hits. Go to homeadvisor.com or download the free app. Home
Advisor. Everyone's talking about Better Together, the exciting new talk show by women and for women airing daily on TBN Television Network. Join host Lori Crouch and some awesome women of faith in action. Better Together is a fast-moving 30 minutes of honest, engaging conversation about all sorts of issues. No topic is off limits. That's what Better Together is all about, living, loving, and growing in God's grace together as friends and family. Join in weekdays at 1:30 p.m. Eastern, 10:30 a.m. Pacific for Better Together, exclusively on TBN.
With SRN News, I'm John Scott. President Trump is addressing immigration this hour, speaking from the Rose Garden at the White House.
Today we are presenting a clear contrast. Democrats are proposing open borders, lower wages, and frankly, lawless chaos. We are proposing an immigration plan that puts the jobs, wages, and safety of American workers first.
The president's latest proposal calling for a dramatic shift in the green card system instead of favoring relatives of people already in the U.S. The proposed changes would prioritize those with high-level skills, degrees, and job offers. Home construction rose in April, led by an uptick in single-family homes. Construction of single-family homes increased 6.2% to 854,000. This is SRN News.
Everyone's talking about Better Together, the exciting new talk show by women and for women airing daily on TBN Television Network. Join host Lori Crouch and some awesome women of faith in action. Better Together is a fast-moving 30 minutes of honest, engaging conversation about all sorts of issues. No topic is off limits. That's what Better Together is all about, living, loving, and growing in God's grace together as friends and family. Join in weekdays at 1:30 p.m. Eastern, 10:30 a.m. Pacific for Better Together, exclusively on TBN.
When it comes to your identity and devices, there's no soundtrack to let you know you might be in danger. That's why you need LifeLock with Norton Security to look out for silent threats in today's digital universe. No one can prevent all identity theft or cybercrime or monitor all transactions at all businesses, but LifeLock helps detect threats to your identity and Norton protects against online threats. Join now at LifeLock.com and use promo code SMART to get 10% off your first year.
Metaxas Show. If you had Metaxas Super, you could be watching me right now talk to Joseph Pierce. You could see me, but you can't see Joseph because Joseph, actually, we've got a photo of Joseph with a big smile. But Joseph, do you ever get to New York? It would be so nice to have you in the studio so that people watching this on Metaxas Super could actually see you. You must be able to concoct a reason to come to New York. Isn't there?
Well,
first...
I travel a great deal, as you do, I'm sure, giving talks on the lecture circuit. But I really never know when I'm going to be in any particular place next, because it really does depend on when the invitation comes.
Well, you're like me.
I have a wife and children. I don't travel for the sake of it. I travel when I get the invitation.
Let me give you a word
of
wisdom.
If you can pull some strings to get me an invitation to New York City, I'll be there in a flash.
Let me give you a word of wisdom. Families come and go, but your career, that's the thing. You need to stick to that.
Thank you, Eric.
You need to travel more. You know, there'll be a family at the end of the line someplace. No, I have to say that you, that's the problem, you know, that you do. I'm like you. I travel a lot. But I'd love to figure out how to get you into New York. We ought to probably do a Socrates in the City event, but then we have to get that funded as well. But I'd just love to see you here. There's so much to talk to you about. Before we go, this is a short visit, but I mentioned Hilaire Belloc. You mentioned Hilaire Belloc, and I thought sometimes I confuse them. Were they contemporaries? Were they friends? I know that they were both literary Catholics of a certain era.
Yeah, I mean, basically, you are quite right to see them together. George Bernard Shaw invented a monster called the Chester Belloc.
There we go.
Which is a lampoon of Chesterton and Belloc together because they seem to be so synonymous in their views. I mean, there are differences, but the two men, you know, are quite rightly seen to be friends and as they were, and accomplices as they were, in much the same way as people tend to see C.S. Lewis and J.R.R. Tolkien as being sort of in the same breath. Well, people quite rightly see Chesterton and Belloc as being in the same breath.
Did Belloc write more poetry than Chesterton?
Well, in terms of quantity, he actually wrote less, but in terms of quality, he wrote better. I actually do think that Belloc's a better poet than Chesterton. Chesterton wrote some fine poetry, but Belloc, I think, at his best, is better than Chesterton as a poet.
I know that Belloc wrote sort of light verse light verse or kids' verse. Did Chesterton write any of that? I can't remember.
Well, yeah. Belloc made his reputation, first of all, by writing sort of short poetry for children. But he wrote some very profound mystical poetry and poetry centered on the theology of place, which is where I think his reputation as a poet really, really stands. Chesterton never wrote anything specifically for children, although, as you've rightly observed already, he was so childlike that there's something of the best of what is childlike in everything he wrote.
Right. Well, that's what a great way of putting it. We're basically out of time. Joseph Pierce, is there a website where people can find you?
Yeah, if they go to my personal website, which is jpierce.co, they'll be able to see what I'm up to.
So just jpierce, P-E-A-R-C-E, jpierce.co?
That's it. Short and simple.
What is C-O?
Good question. My web designer, I presume jpierce.com, was already taken.
But I love the fact they can just go to jpierce.co and they're gonna get you. That's all the time we have. We have to speak again as soon as possible. Joseph Pierce, thank you so much.
My pleasure as always, Eric. God bless you.
Three-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.